I'd say the biggest difference is how Tess like plans before the games and like his game plans going into the games, I guess.
How about you, Owen?
Yeah, I think, I mean, they're very similar. I think Tuss and Bender are pretty identical in the way they game plan and the way they, like, try to execute the plan. I mean, nothing really changed. Tuss is obviously great IQ of basketball, and he knows what's going to happen. And that really helps us during the games. He's able to predict kind of what we need to work on to maybe what they might throw at us that might be odd.
And you, Jake?
Yeah, I would just say they both have really good strength in game preparation. So they always get us set, and we're always comfortable going into games. We know what's going on. We know what the other team wants to do. We know their strengths and other weaknesses. So they both did that really great, and they both have a lot of trust in us to make the right decisions. So we never feel like we're out there scared to make mistakes. We're always playing free.
Here's what I take from the two coaches, and you know them a lot better than I know them, but I thought Coach Bodie Bender was a really, really intense basketball coach, and he showed it during the ball game, and there's nothing wrong with that. And normally kids take on the way the coach brings it out, and the intensity level was really high. At the beginning of the season, I felt like you guys – we're kind of missing that a little bit, but it was the adjustment, because I think Adam brings in the absolute knowledge of the basketball game, but he brings in this mindset of calmness. I've not ever watched him get overly excited about too many things, and I think that as the season progressed, you guys made that switch, the switch from being really, really intense to being intense but calm. And I think that's been a beautiful thing to watch. And none of you guys seem to really panic at any time. And that's the take I take from between the two coaches. All right, let's now talk about the fact that, you know, Mr. Duff and Jake, you've been at the helm here for 4 years. You guys have been playing with all these players for a very long period of time. Things could be winding down once we win the state tournament. Talk about the fact that what it's been like playing with these guys for the number of years that you play. And let's start with Chris. And Chris, I know you've still got another year to go, and we'll be expecting a lot out of you next year, brother.
Playing with Jake and Owen over the years, they've really taught me like how to handle the ball and like not get stupid turnovers and like not make dumb mistakes. And they've really taught me how to like grow as a point guard and just be mature on the court.
So. Mr. Duff?
Yeah, it's been, I've grown up with playing with these guys since elementary, so we kind of understood each other, and that's been such a bonus throughout there. And they know what I'm thinking, and I know what they're thinking pretty much at all times, so we kind of read each other, and we can just simple nods and everything knows exactly what's going on, so that's been super fun, and that's kind of been a big part to help us to get where we are.
How about you, Jake?
Yeah, we just have a lot of respect for each other, so we want to go out and win for them. And it's not selfish. It's like I want it for Owen. Owen wants it for Chris. Chris wants it for me, and that goes on for the whole team. So it's just having a lot of respect and a lot of admiration for each other, and we just want to go out there and truly win for our other teammates.
All right, guys, I want to turn now towards the student body a little bit here as. As Coach Adam already talked about, I wished I would have took a picture of the crowd at Delphi, because it brings back old times. You know, I'm a blue and white guy. Going back into the 70s at Everett Case Arena, where in the tournament, if you didn't have a season ticket, you weren't getting into that tournament, and you have 5,000 people sitting at Everett Case. Well, it wasn't that many at Delphi, but there were a lot of Delphi fans. Let's talk about the fans in general. I know that you've already made a lot of comments about them after the ball game in the sectional, but talk about the importance it is for the fans when they get over there to get engaged in the game.
Yeah, I think we kind of fuel off the fans. I think we enjoy having the community out there. We love the student support. The student section is always big and loud, and that kind of energizes us through the game. Gives us that second boost, but we enjoy seeing the whole community out there. We enjoy seeing a sea of blue, and I think that's just something we tried to get to be a regular, and we're getting there. And it's just been really enjoyable to walk out of that locker room and just see a whole section filled with blue and white.
Yeah, man, I like seeing that. I like seeing that too. And I'm 68 years old. All right, I wanna turn towards the student body, because here's the reason why, guys, and you knew that before you got out of here. I was going to ask a pretty stupid question, and here it is. So the student body had a guy sitting on about the first or second row, and he was shirtless and sporting quite the bod. Who is that guy?
We're not going to disclose the name.
Okay.
But he's a big Carroll basketball fan.
Yeah. Will he be sporting the same thing today?
I'll be honest, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
There might be more, there might be less.
That could be interesting. That could be interesting. All right, I want to turn a little bit towards Chris, my Coca-Cola man. So, Betty, I'll tell you what, you've been hitting free throws a lot better since shooting for a Coca-Cola.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I tell you.
That dollar in my back pocket.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Well, listen, guys. I again appreciate you calling in this morning. Can't wait to get over there. I can. I know you guys don't be so as excited about it as I am. Calmness, patience, don't get in foul trouble, all the little things that necessary to win a basketball game. And we'll get out of there with another piece to go on the sectional trophy and to be able to play in the semi-state. Now, you guys may know more than I do, but to my understanding, after this, it's a redraw of the tournament, or how does that play out? Do you guys know that?
I mean, for the most, there's a redraw, but we haven't really looked that far ahead. We're focused on tonight. We got to win tonight before we can worry about whatever happens after that.
Good call. All right, Coach, you still there?
I am.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, Coach, it's been a joy watching you guys. First of all, Carl and I, we get to add on to our clothing apparel, and we appreciate that a lot. We aren't anything to you guys. You guys are a lot to us, because the ability to broadcast what we consider a very highly talented and a great basketball team out of Carroll. And we look forward also to next year and the years after. And I say go get them, boys, and let's bring back a regional championship.
Hey, thank you. And once again, we just thank you guys for all your support and coverage. And it just means a lot. Like I said a week or two ago, not just for us, but for our basketball in this area in general. We appreciate it.
Well, it's been fun. All right, let's add on to it. We'll see you in LaPel.
See you. Thank you.
Hey, we've been speaking with Coach Adam Tussinger, student athlete Owen Duff, Jake Skinner, and Chris Huerta. We appreciate all of you guys. Have a safe trip to the LaPel. We'll see you there. And thanks for tuning in on Inside the Huddle. We'll be back after this commercial break from our sponsor, Susan Casper Insurance.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Could you use monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet? Find out about supplemental security income. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Ramsey Show.
You can start from nothing in America and become a millionaire. You can do it. It's very, very real. And I just can't stand these people. I mean, social media has just become a black hole of stupid. It's just hate-filled everywhere. I'm just saying, you know what? You can actually become a millionaire, and we're going to show people it can be done.
Yeah.
A million's not a billion, but it's more than most people got.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Looking for more ways to save money?
aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local big deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back. Inside the Huddle here on a beautiful Saturday morning as we're all anticipating a long day and a fun day as the Carroll Cougars head over to LaPel. We look forward to that broadcast with Carl and I, and a ball game that I think will be an interesting ball game. Call it a shootout at the OK Corral as both teams can load it up and shoot it up pretty quickly. All right, we're getting ready now to talk with head coach of the Rossville Hornets. That's Mr. Corey Dunn. Corey, you on the phone?
Yes. Good morning.
Man, I'll tell you what, that's great timing for you, brother.
Yeah, I was in the middle of something. Sorry about that.
No, it's beautiful. You just worked out just real, really well. All right, coach, season turned out 12-13, maybe not the kind of that you wanted, but you know, not a bad season for the team that you had, and I don't mean that in a negative way, in the fact that you lost a lot of good players the year before, and these guys adjusting to being varsity players, because some of these guys didn't get a lot of playing time last year.
No, we were a very young team as far as experience goes coming into the season, and we know we had a lot of shoes to fill that we've lost over the last 3 years, so you know, I was really proud of the guys and the way they stepped up and progressed throughout the season.
Well, your ninth year coaching at the helm of the Rossville Hornets, 132-87, 17 years, and I would say the first 8 years, I believe, was at Sheridan. You're 192-198, so you're looking at, you're going to be over the 500 mark after next year's season. Says a lot for you, brother. I think that you do an excellent job out there in the land of the Hornets.
Well, it's really nice being in a community and school that, you know, really backs basketball, and the kids love playing the game. It makes my job a lot easier when you have that type of environment and those type of kids.
So you have to go over to Fountain Central and play on their floor for the sectional championship, just a short drive down the road to get there. And you play on Friday night. You beat a Faith Christian team. Talk a little bit about that ball game before we get into the Fountain Central game.
Yeah, actually, Friday night got canceled.
That's right.
We played Saturday at noon against Faith, and you know, I thought our kids handled that situation very well. I you know, credit Fountain Central; they made the right call. You know, power was out. They finally got power back just before what would have been tip off with the first game. But you know, that's a lot to deal with as far as get everything going and in that short of time. So I thought they made the right decision. I thought our kids handled it well. We didn't necessarily start the game off on Saturday morning great, but after a quick timeout and refocused, I thought we really started playing some very good basketball throughout that game. Ended up being a little closer at the end than what we wanted, but it was nice to get that first win.
Man, I forgot about you playing the whole thing on Saturday. That kind of brings back the old days, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, what used to be like a regional day and stuff. So it was a great experience for our kids. Fountain Central gave us a place to hang out. Really appreciated that, Jason Good and their community, because we would have gotten back on the bus after our game, drove home, been home for about an hour and a half, and then drove back. And that would have been, at that point, 4.5 hours on the bus that day. So glad we didn't have to do that.
Yeah, that was my next question is, like, what do you do in between ball games in the middle of nowhere?
Hang out in Petersburg
at a VFW. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's turn our thoughts towards Fountain Central. They came in ranked third in 3A or in 1A. And, you know, I'm one of those guys, Coach. I'm thinking, man, just stay close, make it a good ball game. we watched them and you watched them also play at the Clinton Central Holiday Tournament. They had that 6'8 Larkin kid. But, man, your team, you did an excellent job at the preparation of that basketball game.
Yeah, and, you know, throughout that week, by, you know, you can't prepare for who you think you're going to play. You got to prepare for who you know you're going to play. And, you know, after Tuesday night, we played them recently. We knew what we needed to do. We prepared for them, but the guys, 10 to 20 minutes of practice each day that we were preparing to play Fountain Central. Never told them that. But I thought the guys did a great job with the game plan. And it really gave us a chance. But, you know, we're leading after the first. They're leading at half. We're leading after the third. So you couldn't ask for a better game as far as in the game and have a chance to win. You know, we had a shot with a minute and a half to go, something like that. We just couldn't hit it. And just get on a stretch. They made some shots and we didn't. So yeah, we did a great job, especially being outmatched at every position. I think, anywhere from 5 to 7 inches at almost every single position. So, you know, that's a lot to overcome.
Well, we were watching, we were being included by, Judge Moeller giving us quarter reports and, the final score being 44-40, this game played right into your hands as it was obviously an up-and-down game, and you did a good job at controlling the tempo of the ball game.
Yeah, we really got it across to our kids, and like I said, they bought in. I told them if it's a high-possession game, we might get a close play. But if we kept the possessions low and used some of our guard play and our quickness, it's where we had 65 possessions a game. I felt like we had a chance, and we did. It would have helped if we could have scored around the basket a little bit. My goodness, I think everything got pinned off the backboard just about.
Well, when you get inside there, you got that 6'8 Larkin kid, and to my understanding, you held him into single figures as total points scored. Talk about how that was accomplished.
Yeah, he had one field goal in the first half, and then he made 4 free throws late. You know, they shot at the free throw line extremely well, the team, 16 of 20. We really could have used some misses from them at the stripe. But Matthew Ford did an unbelievably great job on Larkin, really making it tough for him to get the ball. Used his quickness out on the perimeter against him, and I felt like that was a huge key for us to have a chance to win, was to hold him down. Sometimes you let the best player get his and hold everybody else down, but every time I saw him play well, he's scoring. So credit our guys for being in help. You know, we had to double him in the post nonstop, so just to keep him from getting a catch. I really feel like our kids did a great job with that.
All right, let's talk now about your basketball team. Let's talk about the seniors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors leaving the basketball team. Let's start off with Luke Royer and then follow it up with Bray, and then I'll come down the line for you.
Okay. Yeah, Luke was on the JV last year and had a very good year as far as being a good teammate, good player for us off the bench. A good portion of the year he started some. You know, he's just one of those kids that's fun to coach, and he works hard every day.
How about Austin Bray?
Yeah, that kid, he's got the heart of a lion. I mean, he plays his guts out. You know, he was one of our best players this year. And you know, when Austin was playing well, our team was pretty tough to beat. And that was kind of the case in the morning game. He had 26. You know, and if he could get some shots to fall and get going in that championship game, I really believe it's a different outcome just because of the way he can change the game in so many ways, but especially his small stature that he is. But, you know, he's a great kid, and I could say that for every one of these seniors. Talk about one of the best groups of kids young men that I've coached. They definitely are. They're great in the classroom, great in the community, and they work hard for me.
Well, I think a lad that has made huge strides was a guy we didn't hardly talk about. He played a little bit last year, but played a yeoman's job, number 21, Gabe Freeman.
Yeah. Gabe, I always say he's maybe the nicest kid I've ever coached. You know, in practice, he's the type of guy that plays extremely hard, knock a guy down, you know, just making a basketball play, and then he turns around, picks him up, and then goes the other way and tells him sorry in the same time. So, you know, he plays hard. Once again, another kid that usually had to guard and play against people much bigger than him. And you know that. It's not easy when you're doing that night in, night out, playing against guys so much bigger. You know, the lack of our team size was very difficult for us at times. But Gabe overcame that, had a great attitude, and once again, another kid that was extremely fun to coach.
The guy that stirred the drink for your basketball team, Caden Del Real, 4 good years for that young guy.
Yeah, he's had his hands on the program especially the last 3 years. You know, as a freshman, he had a great year in JV, and I saw some pictures of their freshman year, him and Austin's freshman year, the other day, and I thought they looked like sixth graders. I forgot just how small they were. You know, and he's a kid that it didn't matter who we were playing or how we were playing. He played with everything he had, and he showed that Saturday. Really had to handle the ball a ton, especially when we were slowing it down and guarding their bigger, stronger, athletic guys were guarding him. That he, you know, I knew he was spent going into the fourth quarter, but he would have never told you that. And he every day he gave everything he had. You know, when he could get going, he was really tough to stop.
Let's talk about two guys that didn't get on the floor a lot. Steven Romele, let's do him first.
Yeah, Steven, he's one of those guys that every team needs. You need a guy that is willing to be a part of the program. He knows he's not going to get to play a whole lot, but brings it every day in practice, helps make us better. You know, with our lack of size within our program right now, it was real important to have some size in practice. Whether or not he was going to play on a Friday night, not he helped get other guys ready for Friday and Saturday night. So, you know, smart kid, works hard, a multi-sport athlete, and he was a great teammate this year.
Well, the very last guy, 34, Kane Gardner, hardly made it onto the floor. And to me, that represents what team is all about, the ability to know that, hey, I may not get to play a lot, but I'm still going to hang in there and be a part of it.
Yeah, and he's a guy that he came back out this year after being out for a season, and we were really glad to have him. You know, brought some size to our team. He's the biggest kid on our team. And he had some good games throughout the season where he gave us some big-time minutes. You know, some nights he didn't get a whole lot of playing time, but once again, he was a great teammate right there supporting his teammates. If he was off the floor, and when he was on the floor, he really made a lot of progress throughout the season, especially after missing that year. So, you know, kudos to him for coming back out and working hard, and I felt like he had a pretty good senior season.
You know, Coach, there's nothing like coaching a 1A small school in a community that has such a huge basketball tradition as Rossville, right?
Yeah, it's why I wanted to come here, to be honest, Don. I mean, growing up in the area, not too far away, and playing against Rossville, I've said it before, I knew what basketball meant to the town. At least I thought I did. And then after coaching, you kind of get a better view and understanding of it. And it runs extremely deep in the town of Rossville, so it makes it a lot of fun. You guys have been to our place a lot on Friday and Saturday nights. You know, for a team that was 500, you show me a better gym on a Friday or Saturday night for a 500 team, I just don't think you're going to find one. Yeah, there's a lot of schools that when the teams are really good, can pack the gyms, but our gym's pretty much full regardless, and that shows a lot about our community.
Yeah, it makes it tough playing over at the Hive, that's for sure. All right, so you're getting ready to lose six players off your team. What's next year's look like for you, Coach?
Boy, there's a lot of question marks. You know, got some young kids. Our JV was young. You know, there's been a lot of years where our JV's been extremely well, but, you know, we've kind of had it stacked up with juniors and seniors in the varsity, and or some sophomores coming up on varsity and the JV being more experienced. So, you know, our JV was very young this season, and we've got, you know, really just three guys coming back that was in the rotation on the varsity this year. So we're going to have a really good off season. It'll be interesting to see who puts in the time and who's ready to go come November.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a good season, 12-13. And we thank you, Carl and I, we thank you, and Coach or Athletic Director
Nate Burkle.
How can I forget Nate? For, you know, treating us like we're somebody important, which we're not. But we really enjoy coming to the land of the Hornets. And thanks for allowing us to get into the Hive.
Hey, we appreciate everything you guys do, Don and Carl. You know, you guys do a great job covering our local basketball. So, you know, without you guys, we wouldn't get near the coverage. So we really appreciate it.
All right, we've been speaking with Coach Corey Dunn of the Rossville Hornets. Coach McCullough on the line next, right after you hear these important messages from our sponsor, Susan Casper Insurance.